Casey Palacios.
Battery Verlander and Rodriguez.
Verlander ready to go, ends up at third. Here's Pasetnik, and when he gets on, good things happen. Here's the pitch to Scott, high and outside for ball one. That was 96 miles an hour. That arm doesn't seem tired, does it?
At least not right now. We'll see how it is as he gets into the fourth and fifth inning.
There's the wind of the 1-0. That's a heater in there, 1-1. Here's Justin Verlander, 6 feet 5, 200 pounds, 23 years of age. Haydensville, Virginia is where he's from. One ball, one strike. The wind of the pitch. That's low, 2-1. Played nine times, the Sox have won six of them. The 2-1. Swinging a foul off Rodriguez's mask. Bounces over to the Sox dugout. Verlander's only controls with Pasetnik at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beautiful night for baseball. Humidity gone. It's the rain yesterday, I would hope so. Humidity's gone. The temperature 74 degrees. First pitch.
Are we out of the woods as far as all the heat?
I hope so.
You know he wants to try to hit the ball in the big part of the field, from right center to left center. Last night, in his first at bat, he hits a line drive, and Wilson says, forget about that, I'm going to go right back up the middle. He gets a couple of knocks in the game, right back up the middle. This fastball up in the zone, he tomahawked it, and hit it by Guillen for a leadoff single. That's what the White Sox need, Ed. They need the top of the order guys on. Got to be careful here. Verlander's got a great pickoff move, real quick feet. He is tied in the AL for first and pickoffs at 5 this year.
Right now, Verlander may be questioning himself. If Higuchi gets a hit, definitely will be, because he's had some time off. Tired arm, he's now wondering if his stuff is still good. The pitch. Bumping in with a fastball, and that's where they say you're supposed to throw it.
Dangerous fastball. You have to register at the police station. Kind of like your fastball on your right cross. You had a register at the police department. Going up and in.
Of course, they still have to.
Oh, okay. Going up and in with that velocity, somebody can get really hurt if it gets away from you.
They're not kidding.
Because you just don't have time to get out of the way.
No.
Other guys, you got some time.
There was a step-off move, and they'll throw over to first. Gucci 0-1 with the count from Verlander. From the high set, the check of Pasetnik in the pitch, swinging a foul back. 0-2 now. He has been hot. No question about that in his time of Hito Gucci. Last night he had 3 hits. 14th game with at least 3 hits. 5th most in the American League. Last 7 at-bats, he's had 6 hits. He's hot. The 0-2. Strike 3.
Yeah!
I didn't like that one.
I think it becomes a bit of a challenge as well for the umpires. But you know,
just over the 5 on the front of his uniform, we have 15. Here's Tomy. Let's see if he works around Tomy with breaking stuff. Jim has 34 home runs. He's hitting 297. Pasetnik at first, the pitch high and outside, ball one. Now he's trying to go get a little bit more.
Ooh. I just got a little bit more here.
I see that. You got the net.
I realized yesterday that early in the ball game, I've got to cover the whole booth because there are a lot of little details that you've got to tighten up, so I got to make sure that I've got you with this net.
Thank you. There's a throw to first. He's back just in time.
How about Ronji coming down in the booth last night and telling us how to fix this net in order to catch a ball?
He's used to, let's see. Never. Here's the 1-0 to Tomy. Outside 2-0.
Come on, Verlander.
Yeah, he doesn't go fishing, does he? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's what he was trying to.
I think what he was coming down to do. We were both on him when he came in, so I think he had the scissors with him. He was going to cut the bottom of the net. And just leave that there wide open.
So we'd get hit in the grill.
Right. Too open. That's right, Tommy. It goes 3-4-3. The Tigers lost a break right there, did. On the play from 7 o'clock to 7.
For the Sox, with Pasetnik at second, a look there by Verlander, the pitch up and in for ball one by Parr. His best fastball, and that was 97 miles an hour. A single by Pasetnik to left, Higuchi called third strike, and Tomey hit one through the wickets to Sean Casey, and it rolled to Polanco, and he threw back to Casey to get Tomey. One ball, no strikes on Paul Konerko. The pitch, slider way outside, 2-0. And maybe with the layoff for Verlander, having to skip one of his starts, he's a little strong. The pitchers need to take that regular turn. I always like the four-day rotation than the five. Just made me, in the minor leagues anyway, a little crisper on that fourth day rather than waiting that extra one. The 2-0 to Konerko, high, 3-0.
Come on, Verlander.
No score for on the first. Two down, Pasetnik at second. In the infield, they play Konerko to pull with the second baseman Polanco up the middle. A 3-0 pitch. That's a strike, 3-1. And that was a slider. It's one of the slider on 3-0.
It was taken all the way. It was taken all the way.
Maybe they do want a pitch to die. 3-0 slider. I must have seen the other night and saw that Konerko took Rivera's cutter, put it in right center field.
The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That was a heater. Yeah. Slider on the board. Check the middle line out of town scoreboard. The Orioles are taking it out on the, or I should say the Red Sox are taking it out on the Orioles. Family 8-0 Boston on the board. 6-0, the Angels lead to the Bronx over the Yankees 5-1. Toronto won last night 5-0 over the Twins. That's the score right now. They lead them in the second at the Metrodome in Minneapolis. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Look at second, the pitch.
This summer. Tickets call 866-SOX-GAME or visit WhiteSox.com.
White Sox have 7 hits through 4 innings, yet they have 1 run. Craig Monroe's thrown from left center field on a ball that Anderson hit. Got Cintron at home plate. I want to see the replay. I haven't seen it yet. That pitch is high for ball 1 to Carlos Guillen leading off this 5th. He is the last and only base runner for the Tigers with a walk in the 2nd. Rodriguez did get him. Here's the 1-0 to Carlos Guillen. Inside, 2-0.
Nice.
They showed the replay, and it was as if Cintron slid around home plate, and then Rodriguez blocked him with either his hand or his leg. And when Rodriguez tagged him, he was just putting his hand on home plate, but had the 2-0 to Guillen. That's low 3-0. He wouldn't walk him again, would he?
Well, he is hot against White Sox pitching over his career.
.43 batting average.
If he does walk him, it will be for the second time, but first for them with a leadoff man, that's strike three and one. They have not placed their leadoff man on safely as of yet. Pop out a line out in the first and a ground out, then a ground out, the walk, a strike out, another ground out. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Carlos Guillen. Swinging a tapper over the bounce. Central on charge, going to have to hang. Very nice. Guillen
has seen good advance tonight and good defense.
That's 9 in a row retired by Contreras. To Spider.
I see him.
You got it?
Yeah, it's almost like lacrosse. There's a pitch to Young, swinging a line drive to right. Diagonal back is there, and it's a two-handed chest contact. There's line out to right. Here's Monroe. Monroe is 0-1, grounded out to Creedy to end the second. And I think you stay with this guy with hard stuff, or maybe that forkball in the dirt with two strikes. Pitch to Monroe, swing a bouncer foul off the screen in front of the Sox dugout. And strike one. Do you see Southpaw down there with the Elvis outfit on?
Yeah, I see. Got the fro going.
See it?
The line outfit.
Yeah.
Got the cape.
Got the cape on the back, yeah. Where do you think you buy that suit? Here's the 0-1. Sidearm pitch to the backstop. 1-1. I mean, Southpaw just can't go into a store. Does he go to Nordstrom's and say, okay, can you fit me?
I've never seen him there.
Yeah.
I think that's custom.
There's the wide of the 1-1 pitch to Monroe. Jack Swingy went around. Oh, my. I tell you, you better be, if you're going to do that, you better just keep swinging because it's going to be called a strike. 1-2 on Monroe. Two strikeouts for Contreras. He got Young in the second and Casey in the third. Overhead wind and the 1-2 pitch to Monroe. Fourth ball. Contreras was heading to the dugout, so was Brzezinski. It's called the ball, 2-2. That pitch just missed. The wind and another pitch on the outside. Tonight's game.
281 LMCC.
For the White Sox here in the fifth, it's Pocetnik, Iguchi, and then Tomy. Pocetnik is 2-for-2. And the pitch? An inside, 1-1. It's as if Verlander's a little upset with Scotty Pocetnik. The single in the first inning was a tomahawk and a high fastball. And the single in the third was a gork shot, and he came around and scored a run. That one's up and in, 2-1. He scored the run as Verlander tried to pick him off first and threw it down the right field line. And Pocetnik made third base, came home, and Iguchi's ground out to short. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He's swinging a foul up here. Just hit right off my hand. Thought I had it, went right off my hand. Couldn't make it. 2-2. Here's a swing, a foul on play to the left. They count 2-2. 264, he came in hitting, now he's at 268. The wind and the 2-2 to Scotty. High, 3-2 now. Usually, but not all the time, you'll see him take a swing at that and foul it off.
The tomahawk, that pitch in his last at bat, or actually in his first at bat, the single to left field, he got on top of a mid-90s fastball from Verlander.
The 3-2, swinging another foul. Pitch is thrown by Justin Verlander. He has reached 70, and we're in the fifth. The inning that the Sox looked like they'd do some damage was the second. Laid off single from Dye, then a 4-6-3 double play from Brzezinski, then back-to-back singles from Creedy and Cintron, and Anderson struck out to end it. He was swinging a line drive to left, dropping fast, but here comes Monroe. He's all over the place. He ran that one down. Sednick lines to left. One out the fifth for Gucci.
Head right there. Monroe, perfect position. And Sednick swinging the bat well. He's had good three great at-bats tonight. He hit the ball hard each time.
White Sox are one on six hits. Six hits. They've got eight hits with the two in the fourth and didn't get a run as Monroe threw out Cintron at home plate. That one's fouled back for strike one. And the White Sox have stranded five. That one's high and inside. One ball, one strike. One out here on the Sox fifth. They lead 1-0 on eight hits. Thought it was bad with six. It's even worse with eight. Sidestep kick, the 1-1. Gucci takes a high fastball, 2-1. Playoff atmosphere here. Contreras is retired. I'll tell you how many he's retired in a row. He issued a walk to Guillen. That's their lone base runner tonight. Got him three up, three down in the third, fourth, and the top half of this fifth. He's retired the last 11, and that's high 3-1. One strike on Aguccio for the long one here. Here's the delivery. Swing the ground ball left side. Inge dives. Gets it. Gets up. Oh! As bad as the throw Rodriguez made last night. That wasn't close to Casey. He's got to drop that. He bounced it and threw it probably 10 feet towards right field away from the first baseman. Here's Tolman. He called time at home plate. Second error for the Tigers, and they haven't made many errors this year. Pitch to Tolman. Strike one on the inside half. Is one for two with a single in the third. Aguchi must turn around and look and see where the infielders are playing and where the outfielders are. Because a cork shot can score him. Look at second, the 0-1. Too close, 1-1. I almost caught that ball.
Well,
I had to get up and get it, and it hit the palm and then went to the back. That was smoke, too, wasn't it?
It was. There was a little traffic down here, though, and I think it made it a little difficult to get to that one.
Here's the 1-1. I gotta see that one. Because I'll tell you what, home plate's been jumping around the last 4 days. 1-2 on Tolman. If that's gonna be a strike, then it should be a strike on both sides. That's all I'm saying. And I thought it was a good pitch. It was a pickoff play at second, and Aguchi wasn't fooled by Guillen one moment. 1-2 on Tolman with one out. He's trying to get Aguchi in from second. The throw from by Monroe last inning to nail Cintron at home plate. That was smoked. 1-2 pitch. High. 2-2. One hop home. Did Zerang take that caram off his hand for me? Did you get that one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got no problem. The good thing for me, it hit right in the palm of my hand.
I'm just glad you were looking.
Scholarship fund. He has something down and in and got it out of here in a hurry. Here's Konerko. If he wants, he can go back to back. Now this ball went off the glove of a fan out there. There's a strike. Estimate the distance at 406 feet. That's how far it did fly. Well, one pitch is high. 1-1 in Konerko.
Distance is sponsored by United Airlines. It's time to fly.
Here's the 1-1. Konerko takes a sweeping breaking ball in there, 1-2. Tommy has tied Dave Winfield for 27th all-time with 465 homers. The 1-2 to Konerko. Fouled just off the glove of catcher Ivan Rodriguez. And Konerko has new life at home plate. A lot going on in that home run, wasn't there?
There, yeah. When you have played as long as Jim Thome has and had the career that he has, every home run, you are approaching or passing someone on the list.
Texas now leads Seattle 12-1 in the third. The 1-2 pitch up and into Konerko, 2-2 now. There was a lot going on, I got to tell you.
But wait,
there's probably more, yeah. Two balls, two strikes, one out. It's actually 3-0 on 10 hits here on the fifth. Verlander winds and the 2-2 to Konerko. Swing a high fly ball. Right center field. Over Ordonez puts the hand up to stop Granderson. And Anglo makes the catch. Two down for Jermaine Dyer. In the third. White Sox did not put the leadoff man on here in the fifth, but they've got two runs. There's a strike to die. One out single by Aguchi moved up on the errant throw by Inge, the third baseman, and then came home on Tommy's homer. There's a breaking ball over 0-2 now on JD. Pitch is thrown for Verlander. 90. The 0-2 to die downstairs. And bouncing the glove of Rodriguez. To the umpire, threw it over to the on deck circle. Brzezinski took a swing at it. With two outs, the 1-2. Inside almost hit him. 2-2 now. The guy with the tired arm, he's throwing 96, 97 miles an hour. Do you like Jermaine Dye and Elvis Gear out there on the scoreboard?
Now that's
we got to get a picture of that.
That looks pretty hot. Yeah. He's got the nice mullet going. Glasses.
The 2-2 to J.D. Verlander is wondering what he has to do to close the deal when he gets two strikes on a Sox hitter. This one was down to the 20s and J.D. did not make a chance to get this. Sox are a half game better than Boston and Minnesota. Boston's actually two back in the wild card race. That's high for ball one to AJ. Two outs, runner at first, and the phone is ringing in that bullpen. Now a lefty begins to warm for Detroit. It might be Walker warming. There's the 1-0. Here's Creedy with the bases empty. That's low for ball one. White Sox have five runs on 12
hits. This guy's done his pitch counts at 96.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
Again tonight against the Tigers here in the fifth. The 1-0. That's low, 2-0. The walk here may bring the Des man. I think it was Ledesma who pitched in the spot as Justin Verlander when they skipped the turn and he pitched well to win. Creedy a single and a pop up in the 2-0 pitch swing.
Over the course of the season as we approach September.
Well, I agree with you 100%. This is a different bag for him. There's Cintron, first pitch swing. Wide right, Ordonez started in. Now he moves back. Makes the catch, and that's it for the Sox. Eight men coming to play. The White Sox score 4 runs. On 5 hits, 2 homers in the inning. One is 35.
Hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Are you good? Yeah.
Carter's committed 2 errors tonight. On in the 6th, 5-0 Sox.
Value Mondays, every Monday home game, including August 14th, White Sox and the Royals, 7:05. Tickets are half the regular price. Call 866-SOX-GAME or visit whitesox.com.
Here's a swing and a high pop down left field line, breaking back, but Sednik is going to have to hurry to make up room. Makes the catch. Well, one pitch, one out, a fly to left. Here's Casey, the first baseman.
And that's what good speed will do for you. You can recover from a bad read or bad jump in most cases.
Yes. Before Casey bats, it's ID time. We're back at 10 seconds on the score on the Sox Radio Network.
Free. Sox tickets every day to Mike North Morning Show. Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Only on
WSCR Chicago, a CBS radio station.
With Chris Singleton, I'm Ed Farmer with U.S. Cellular on this Friday evening. Sox lead the Tigers 5-0. The pitch to Casey, low for ball one. Paul Zerang is our engineer here. In the Score Studios in downtown Chicago, Ryan Theodore Sudol, assisted by Tim Bach. 5 runs, 14 hits for the Sox, 2 hits for the Tigers. Next pitch to Casey, that's high, 2-0. Seattle scored a touchdown, made the extra point. They trail. Texas came back and won 90 yards. The Rangers lead the Mariners 13-7. The point after touchdown was not good. Here's the 2-0 to Casey. That's a strike, 2-1. The Devil Rays lead at Oakland 1-0. The finals in the American League. Cleveland came back and beat Kansas City 4-3. Boston walloped Baltimore 9-2. The Angels beat the Yankees 7-4. Here's the 2-1 to Casey. Swinging a loop right up to the left. Toronto's batting top of 8 at Minnesota 7-1 Blue Jays. The Cubs and Rockies playing at the 5th inning at Coors Field in Denver. 2-1 Rocks. Cardinals lost to Pittsburgh 7-1. The Phillies are now up. Bottom of 11 at Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia. 5-all. Washington beat the Mets in our nation's capital 2-1. Here's the 2-2 to Casey, low, 3-2. Atlanta at Turner Field hosting the Brewers. The Braves beat them 2-1. Houston has doubled up San Diego in the 7th. Astros bat. They lead the Padres 4-2. And Arizona hosting Florida. Diamondbacks bat bottom of 4. They trail 1-0 to the Fighting Fish, the Marlins. San Francisco's at Los Angeles. And that should have started by now. There's a 3-2 to Casey, swinging a line drive. That's a base hit in the right center field. Dyer will run over and cut this ball off. Casey has a one-out single here in the 8th inning for Brandon Inge. Twins are here on Saturday, August 26th, along with Friday. But on Saturday, we have fireworks. The South Bank here on the 26th.
Making more possible.
Yeah. They've got fireworks tonight with an Elvis concert, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Inge likes the first pitch usually. The pitch to Brandon, taken for strike one on the outer half. Andy Van Slyke will coach it first for the Tigers. Over third, former Sox manager Gene Lamont. There's the 0-1 to Inge. Low sidearm pitch, 1-1. Sox got a run in the third. 2-2 run homers in the fifth to lead 5-0 here in the eighth. White Sox infield, a double play deck. 1-1, high pop, left side. He'll pitch both arms out to see he'll take it on the skin part of the infield, just towards short. Makes the catch. We'll see what on. Here's Curtis Granderson.
$300 or more. Limit one coupon per family, and the $300 minimum purchase must be denied.
creamy DQ soft serve blended with crushed Oreo cookies. Do one and DQ something different.
Polanco leads off the ninth for the Tigers. They trail 5-0. The first one downstairs for ball one. Contreras has gone all the way for the Sox. He has thrown 88 pitches into the ninth inning. The wind of the 1-0 to Polanco. That's outside 2-0. A walk here will get somebody warm into the Sox bullpen and left. Brady towards the line at third. The 2-0 to Placido Polanco. That's low, 3-0. The fans have a tribute to Elvis. Neon lights with an Elvis. There's a strike. 3-1 there. They have an Elvis buzz in the center of this. In the center of this thing that they're carrying around here. 3-1 on Polanco. The wide by Contreras and a 3-1 pitch. In there. 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes on Polanco leading off the ninth. Polanco tonight is 0-3. Last time up, hit a grounder to the shortstop Cintron. There's a 3-2 pitch to Polanco. The count holds at 3-2.
He works back. 3-0 count. Contreras brings it back to two strikes here. And the battle is on. Pitch count for Contreras, 93. He has worked very efficient.
Yes, he has.
And the White Sox bullpen, I'm sure we thank him.
Another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball to second. Three hops to Gucci's left. Important out of an inning, especially late in the game. The first one. The next important out is heading for home plate. Rodriguez side, nothing. He's hit the ball hard a couple of times. He confers his pitch to Yvonne. Sweeping breaking ball, strike one. Might have been a cutter. White Sox win. Move the Sox 7.5 back of division leader Detroit. The 0-1 pitch with one out. That's way outside, 1-1. Tigers are 76 and 38.
White Sox.
White Sox are 67 and 46.
the outfield, running in a 1955 Thunderbird convertible, driven by the White Sox owner Roy Rivas. As an ambassador to the next generation of Elvis fans. He was awarded by Elvis Presley Enterprises for being the first and only person in the world to have memorized all 790 songs that Elvis released in his lifetime. Celebrating all the electrifying graduates of the career of the game of rock and roll, welcome to Chief Aaron Kelly.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, high above U.S. Cellular Field, for the ninth year in a row, it's the E-Team, Elvis's of the Sky, making their annual appearance at Elvis Night with the White Sox. Keep your eyes peeled for the trail of sparks coming from that jump plane, just like a shooting star. When you see it, the E-Team's breathtaking jump will be just seconds away. Exiting the airplane, our brave E-Team skydivers will reach terminal velocity, 120 miles per hour. Watch as they home in on the DZ, the drop zone. From a mile high, the U.S. Cellular Field drop zone looks like a small, bright, beautiful diamond on a sea of stars. Team jumpers are among the most experienced skydivers in the world. Our three team members have made a total of more than 17,000 skydives. Every jump requires tremendous concentration, and jumping at night is extra challenging because judging the wind is extremely difficult. Only the best skydivers can do it, and tonight you're seeing the best of the best. Let's meet the E-Team. Impersonator number one is under canopy and is headed for the target. He is E-Team member Steve Vaughn of Greenville, South Carolina, and he's made more than 8,400 parachute jumps. Our second jumper is Navy SEAL Gus Kaminsky from Miami, Florida, with over 2,000 jumps. And E-Team member number three is Jim Fangmeyer from Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's made more than 6,800 parachute jumps. Of the King right here at Elvis Night for the White Sox. And when the team's parachutes are put away, they'll head straight to you to meet you, sign autographs, and have their pictures taken with you. As they get closer to the ground, they can hear you. Help them find the Elvis has left the airplane.